speaking with Anna Kavafian, because I feel like we have met, because I've said your name so much, reviewed your records over the years. It's really great to meet you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be in Arizona.
Well, let's talk about that, because it's been cold where you are, right?
Oh, it's been a heck of a winter, and it continues. Today, as we speak, there's another storm, so we're awfully happy.
So how is it you come to be in town for all this time?
Well, this was really hatched by Janet Green and David Schifrin. They knew each other. I mean, we've played here on this series several times, but I think that it must have been the friendship and just the great idea. Why can't we do this for a week in Phoenix? It's wonderful here. David is very good at being an artistic director and putting things together. He does this at Yale. He does this at Chamber Music Northwest. He's done it at the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. He's real good at the let's put this together and let's do this. He's got lots of ideas. And we just got lucky to being asked to come down with him. So
when you talk about David Schifrin and his energy, when I first met him, he was playing with the Phoenix Symphony, and it must have been Mozart or something he was playing that week. And I had never met a guy who seemed so centered and almost the most relaxed individual. Did I meet the real David Schifrin?
Or was you did. Else? You yeah? did. He has an aura about him that in times of stress or whatever, he gets more calm. He just has this way of just the voice gets lower and softer. And certainly when it comes to organization, I think he's got a really good head for it. And it's good that he's my boss right now, only for this week.
Then you go back and you're both at Yale, right?
Yes, we're both professors at Yale. I teach wonderful 12 students, and we're very fortunate at Yale because we got this fabulous grant. And the kids now in the graduate school go for free, and they get a stipend. So we are one of those schools that, like Curtis and, you know, some other wonderful schools, that the kids seek out because they can come there for free. And we just auditioned. In fact, I just auditioned 97 violinists for a spot of, I don't know, I think it's 15 or something
really?
Like that. I have only room for 3 in my studio. And it's just a huge, huge waiting list.
Okay, what you described there kind of downplayed the idea that they get to study with you.
Well, it would be wonderful if I could take every one of those talented people.
When I spoke to Janet Green, it seems like months ago now, about what was coming up.
Yeah.
That David's got this idea.
Yeah.
And he wanted to do Soldier's Tale.
Yeah.
Not an easy piece and a very interesting piece. Mm-hmm. And one that was strangely immediately popular, it seems. Like the first time it was done in 1920, audiences fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. And yet my understanding is this is a piece that grew out of the fact that Stravinsky and his librettist, whose name absolutely escapes me right now, were both down on their luck. They were not exactly rolling in the dough. Stravinsky was locked away from all the income from his music because the World War was in place.
That's right.
So how do we do this so we can do it with a number of folks that works, we can sell tickets and make a little money on the side, and do a great story,
it's a
Faustian tale. Yeah.
Yes, it's a great story, and I think it is immediately popular. First of all, it's very tuneful, really rhythmic, kind of jazzy rhythmic. As you said, it's quite difficult. It's complicated music to play. But having actors speaking, sometimes we do it with dance. First of all, the story is interesting. The narration is fun. It's actually comical. And there are different translations. You know, it was done French, but now it's English, and there are different translations. And this particular translation is very contemporary, really good for young people. And everybody gets it. It's very, you know, a fun piece to do with everyone.
Of all the things you get a chance to play, how often have you been able to play this, the Soldier's Tale?
Well, that's a good question. Now, in the trio version for clarinet, violin, and piano, I've done it a lot because of my trio with Andre and David Schifrin. In this version, this is a lot of people, and it takes money, and it takes a lot of rehearsals. And so it's a really big deal to put it together. This is my third full-length performance only, so I've done it twice before, and this will be my third. But having rehearsed it like crazy, as we said in New Haven, I think I'm getting to know it real well.
But when you've done it too, it's I'm assuming, been the same thing. People who come, because there'll be people there who know it.
Yes.
And there are people there who come because it's you and company, or it's the Chamber Music Society, or that it's Stravinsky.
Yeah.
And maybe they're hearing this for the first time. And they're going to walk out humming.
Yeah.
But
yeah, very possible.
What do you hope for people maybe hearing this for the first time? Because we have that experience, whether it's music or film. Mm-hmm. Gee, I wish I could hear that or see that for the first time.
I think when people see Stravinsky, they sort of back off a little bit, thinking, oh, am I going to like this or not? This one you will like. It starts off with a real bang with the trumpet and a trombone together, and we're like the backup people with that. Then there's this fantastic dance number, which has tango and waltz and a ragtime dance.
When you were talking about the dances, it's another piece in this, another part of the story of the creation of this piece that I thought was fascinating. We want this to appeal from everybody on all continents, so it can be done anywhere, and people will know, oh, that's a tango, that's mine.
Dance.
That's jazz, that's mine.
Yeah.
And Scott Joplin would be proud of Stravinsky in this, you know? It's
absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, Stravinsky's a great ragtime writer. He really is. I'm really involved with that movement because it's a real violin showcase, so I'm busy on that one. but some of the others, I'm just really, like, part of the band.
It's, but the violin's almost like a character in this.
Yes, it's the soldier.
It's
the soldier, yeah. Yeah, and we are doing this back in New Haven on April. I think it's April 1st. And then we're taking it to New York City, to Zankel Hall. And a week later, on a Sunday, I think the 6th. And so David worked on this really hard. And he kept the words that were most important and the storyline behind it. And I think we have some people from the local people here that are doing it.
Well, I know I was unfortunately not able to join you, but Michael Dixon will be there.
Yes.
And Terry Goddard will be
there.
Yeah. It'll be a great deal of fun.
It'll be fun.
And when you've got the voices in the room and all the musicians together, you're also doing some Saint-Saëns. Now, this is a piece I got to think you get a chance to do once in a while, right? Or not, because you're more chamber music.
That's, you know, this one, again, I think I might have played it just once before. Everybody knows one of the tunes from the Carnival of the Animals. If it's the swan or if it's the elephant, it has a tremendous sense of humor behind this piece. And if you don't go out smiling, something's wrong.
Carnival of the Animals, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to hear this version of The Soldier's Tale.
Yes.
Abbreviated, well, a little bit abbreviated.
A little bit, yeah.
And then when the folks in New York say, well, we saw it first, we can say here in the Valley, right?
That's right. But it's really a popular piece, and for being Stravinsky, you would think people never should be worried about this. First of all, you know, he's written some great music anyway. I love the violin concerto, but it's nothing like the violin concerto. This is just, it feels like a band because it has drums, percussion, it has trombone, trumpet, bassoon, clarinet, violin, and bass. So it's such an odd combination, but I think it appeals to the oral, you know, the ears, and we've been having fun with it. We're hoping that everybody goes out, like, so happy from this concert, and I think they will between the two pieces, absolutely.